This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Aid workers said they struggled on Monday to distribute dwindling food to hundreds of thousands of Palestinians displaced by what Israel claims is a limited operation in Rafah. The two main crossings near the southern Gaza city have been closed for over a week. The UN says 360,000 Palestinians have fled Rafah over the past week, out of 1.3 million who were sheltering there before the operation began. Most had already fled fighting elsewhere. All 12 of Gaza's higher education institutions have been destroyed or damaged in 7 months of war, and more than 350 teachers and academics have been killed, according to Palestinian official data. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Gazans fear Israel's military offensive has inflicted damage to their education system that will long outlast the fighting. Gaza and the occupied West Bank have internationally high literacy levels. But Israel's blockade and repeated rounds of conflict left education fragile and under-resourced. Schools have also been bombed or turned into shelters for displaced people, leaving about 625,000 school-aged children unable to attend classes. The UN estimates that more than 70% of schools in Gaza will need full reconstruction or major rehabilitation after the war.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Israeli protesters blocked aid trucks headed for Gaza on Monday, throwing food packages on the road in the latest in a series of incidents that have come as Israel has pledged to allow uninterrupted humanitarian supplies into the besieged enclave. Four protesters, including a minor, were arrested at the protest. This is VOA News.